I'm WUWM education reporter Catherine Kokel. Cuts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention may impact Milwaukee Public Schools' work to clean lead contamination out of schools. At a news conference Thursday, Milwaukee Health Commissioner Michael Todorides said he requested help from the National Center for Environmental Health on March 26th. That request was approved. But this week, the center was decimated by Trump administration cuts to its parent organization, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. All of the staff responsible for working with Milwaukee's health department have now lost their jobs. Todorides has been told that Milwaukee's request for help will likely be shifted to a different organization within the Health and Human Services Department.
They acknowledged receipt of that request and are now evaluating if they can even send support to Milwaukee. In the interim, our partner here at DHS is committed to continuing to support us as we plan for additional testing.
It's not clear how this will impact the extra help Milwaukee was counting on from the CDC to address lead contamination in schools. Todorides was hoping the federal agency could help ramp up lead sampling, testing of students, and outreach to vulnerable families. In addition to uncertainty at the CDC, MPS's top facilities director, who was overseeing the lead remediation project, is now out of a job. That's according to Superintendent Dr. Brenda Caselius. Sean Kane, who had been the district's director of facilities since 2021, has now, quote, separated from the district. His departure comes after the state discovered Kane allowed his architect license to expire in 2020. MPS requires that its director of facilities be a credentialed architect or engineer. Superintendent Caselius wouldn't comment further on Kane's separation on Thursday. The district has hired Health Department Director of Home and Environmental Health, Michael Mannon, and former MPS Director of Business Operations, Mike Terza, to take Kane's place in the interim.
I'm confident that the appointments I'm making today are in the best interest of our district, our staff, our students, and our families. We must move forward with a plan that everyone has confidence in, that everyone trusts, and that puts the health and well-being of our students and staff at the forefront.
The three MPS schools that are still closed for lead contamination cleanup are Starms Early Childhood Center, La Follette School, and Fernwood Montessori. Four other schools have been closed temporarily or have undergone lead cleaning overnight. Those four schools are now open. Catherine Kokel, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.